So I want you to imagine an OSHA inspector just walks right onto your warehouse floor.
Oh, yeah. That is the absolute nightmare scenario for anyone in operations.
Right. Or, you know, maybe it's a regulatory body auditing a healthcare trust. And the thing is, they don't care how beautiful your training modules are.
No, they really don't.
They point to a forklift driver or maybe a critical care nurse, and they ask one terrifying question. Prove to me with absolute certainty that this specific person was fully capable, trained, and legally authorized to perform their job at 2:00 a.m. last Tuesday.
Yeah, and if your stomach just dropped hearing that, you are definitely not alone.
Exactly, because you know you'd be scrambling through like a dozen spreadsheets, fragmented HR portals, dusty filing cabinets.
And just hoping you find the right piece of paper.
Right. So if that hits close to home, this deep dive is specifically for you.
Because in that exact moment, your day-to-day operations honestly don't matter at all. The only thing that matters is the proof.
And that really brings us to the ultimate conclusion of our journey here. Over the last few deep dives, we've been exploring a platform called Skrii IXX.
Right.
And just a quick reminder for you listening, that is pronounced Skrix, like the word scripts, but with an X at the end.
Important distinction, yeah.
Definitely. So we've looked at how Skrii X handles, learning, standard operating procedures, skills, readiness, action centers, and shift planning.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We really have.
Yeah.
But today, our mission is to tackle the enterprise foundations. So we're looking at governance, auditability, and really why Skrii X is fundamentally different from just a standard learning management system or a basic Rota tool.
Yeah, we're essentially moving from that front-end user experience to the underlying architecture today.
Right, the plumbing.
Exactly, the plumbing. Because when an organization moves from a fragmented system where, training is in one software, schedules are over in another, and compliance is literally tracked on a clipboard.
Which is still so common, by the way.
Yeah.
It is. But when you move from that to a unified workforce capability platform like SkradX, it completely changes your risk profile. We are talking about making workforce capability actually legally defensible.
So to answer that ultimate question of proving capability, I mean, we really have to start with how data is recorded in the first place,
You
right?
have to. You can't prove anything without an ironclad history.
And we've talked previously about systems that just take like a Polaroid snapshot of your workforce. They can tell you who happens to be compliant today, like right in this exact second.
Right, which isn't enough.
Exactly. But it sounds like Skrii X is acting more like a flight data recorder.
A flight data recorder is actually the perfect way to look at it because, a Polaroid loses all context the moment things change.
Right.
But a flight data recorder tracks every input, every change, every variable over the entire journey. And that is really the core of SkryXX's audit trail.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. What exactly are they tracking?
I mean, the sheer volume of history preserved is kind of staggering. It tracks training completions, but also the failed attempts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it tracks assessment history, the actual evidence files that the employee provided, and the entire certificate history.
But it goes beyond just courses, though, right? Because we're talking about operational capability.
Exactly. It preserves SOP acknowledgement history, and this is critical, SOP version history. It tracks skill sign-offs, manager and supervisor approval history, role assignments.
Wait, it tracks the role assignments too?
Yep. Role assignments, user status changes, and even the history of how a specific readiness calculation was made at that time. If a record changes, the system tracks the metadata of the record change itself.
Which brings up, honestly, a huge operational pain point. Because what happens when things inevitably change?
Right, because they always do.
They always do. Let's say we have an employee. Let's call him John. John works the night shift in the warehouse, but he gets promoted to daytime logistics.
Okay, good for John.
Right. Or maybe, a critical safety SOP for handling chemicals gets updated from version 2 to version 3. In a lot of legacy systems, the moment you update John's role or that SOP version, the old data just vaporizes.
It just disappears. The new cell literally overwrites the old cell.
Exactly. And that seems like a massive problem.
Overwriting data is a massive vulnerability, especially in a safety-critical environment. So SkriXX addresses this through a governance model they call archive, not delete.
Archive, not delete. Okay, so how does that work in practice?
Well, if a record has any history against it, whether that's, training, compliance evidence, SOPs, certificates, or readiness, SkryXX never simply deletes it, it archives it.
So even if John's, you know, night shift forklift certification is no longer actively driving today's daytime shift schedule, it still exists in the vault.
Yes, and the detail that remains is incredibly granular. The archive preserves exactly who completed what, when they did it, and which exact version of an SOP applied at that specific moment in time.
That's intense.
It is. It keeps the attached evidence, the readiness status that existed back then, and who approved it. It even tracks, you know, what changed afterwards, who made the change, and when.
So if a regulator comes in and asks, hey, was John trained on the forklift when he dropped that pallet last year? You don't just point to his current daytime role and kind of shrug.
No, not at all. You say, yes, on this exact date, against version 2 of the safety manual, signed off by this specific night supervisor with this attached practical observation.
That is so specific.
Think about the liability that traditional systems create when they lose that critical audit trail just because an employee, like, moved to a different department.
Yeah, it's a huge blind spot.
Archive not delete fundamentally neutralizes that risk.
Okay, knowing the data is archived is great in theory.
Right.
But let's escalate this. Let's go back to our 2 a.m. Tuesday scenario.
Okay, let's do it.
There is an actual severe incident on the factory floor, or maybe a major breach of protocol on a hospital ward. HR, operations, and legal need the data, and they need it immediately.
Right, they can't wait a week for IT to run a report.
Exactly. They don't have time to manually cross-reference, like an archive database, with a current active spreadsheet. So what happens?
This is where SCRAAC's Tribunal and Legal Disclosure Evidence Engine really comes into play. It is, at its core, a point-in-time reconstruction capability.
Point-in-time reconstruction. What does that actually look like for the user?
So at the exact moment an incident is raised, the system can generate a unified, legally structured disclosure pack with a single click.
Wait, a single click? How does it structure all that archived data so quickly without, you know, a human having to actually piece it together?
Because the data is already linked. It pulls incident-linked evidence exactly as it existed at the time of the incident.
Okay, so it's going back in time, essentially.
Yeah, first it pulls the historical readiness snapshot, meaning it calculates whether this person was actually flagged as ready in the system at that exact timestamp, factoring in any valid certifications, expired grace periods, or even pending sign-offs. Then it pulls the active SOP revision timeline. So legal knows exactly which version of the company rules were in effect that specific night. It even pulls question level evidence from their assessments.
Question level. Like it shows how they answered specific questions on a safety test they took, say, 3 months prior to the incident.
Down to the exact keystroke. It will even highlight if an answer was changed during the assessment itself.
Wow.
Yeah, and it compiles all the practical observations and supervisor sign-offs. But honestly, the smartest part of the engine is how it categorizes the data for the legal team.
How so?
It separates mandatory safety critical gaps from non-blocking developmental gaps.
Oh, that's incredibly smart.
Right.
Because if you hand a massive file to an external lawyer or like an insurer, you don't want them misinterpreting a gap in a leadership communication module as a failure to be compliant in heavy machinery operation.
Exactly. You need the context of what was actually required for the role. It prevents misinterpretation entirely, structuring the disclosure pack based on the precise operational requirements of that role at that moment.
Okay, hold on. So what does this all mean? I need to push back here for a second because this sounds slightly dystopian to me.
Dystopian how?
Well, is the software acting as a judge and jury? Like, if it's generating a tribunal pack, is the system's AI making a legal ruling on whether the employee was actually at fault?
Okay. That is a crucial distinction, and SCRAAC is very firm on this point. Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
The system compiles and preserves evidence. It gathers the facts, but it absolutely does not make legal findings or determinations.
Right. It doesn't judge fault.
Exactly. It simply provides the defensible chronological facts to the human beings, the HR professionals, the lawyers, the tribunal judges who actually need to make those legal determinations.
So it's basically the ultimate neutral witness.
That's a great way to phrase it.
But, you know, if it's acting as a neutral witness providing legal facts, how do we know someone didn't just log in at 2.05 a.m.? And alter the data to cover their tracks before hitting that generate report button?
Because the pack is secured using hash fingerprinting, controlled copy marking, and legal hold freezes.
Okay, let's unpack those technical terms a bit. How does hash fingerprinting actually work in this context? Let's use an analogy. I kind of think of it like a digital wax seal in an envelope.
That's a really good way to visualize it. When the data is recorded, the system applies a complex mathematical algorithm, the hash, that acts like that unique wax seal.
Right.
If anyone, even an administrator, tries to open that envelope and alter even a single comma in the historical record, the mathematical seal shatters.
So it's obvious immediately.
Yes. It becomes immediately cryptographically obvious that the document was tampered with. Add in a legal hold freeze, which basically locks the data down so routine deletion policies can't touch it during litigation, and you have a truly tamper-evident system.
Which naturally leads us to a massive question about the underlying plumbing of the software, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because if we have this hypersensitive, wax-sealed legal data sitting in the system, you clearly can't just have any shift manager logging in and poking around.
No, that would be a disaster.
So how do you protect this level of information across a massive multi-site workforce?
You implement strict role-based access control, or RBAC. SkySX separates access into learner, user, supervisor, manager, and admin roles.
Oh, pretty standard so far.
Right, but in an enterprise environment, job titles honestly aren't enough. So they utilize tenant-level controls alongside site-level, department-level, and team-level permissions.
So if I'm a warehouse manager in Chicago, I can only see the readiness data, the gaps, and the schedules for my specific team.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, the regional director can see aggregated data for the entire Midwest. But neither of us can accidentally or intentionally alter the global security settings or view HR data for the London office.
Spot on. It operates entirely on the principle of least privilege. There are manager-only views, admin-only configuration areas, and protected routes.
That makes sense.
The system limits unnecessary exposure of workforce information, ensuring no one sees data they aren't explicitly authorized to see.
I'll be honest, though. When I hear about new enterprise software with thousands of users and complex role hierarchies, my first thought is the IT department collectively groaning.
Oh, yeah. They usually hate this stuff.
Right. Because they're usually the ones who have to manually onboard 5,000 people and manage a whole new set of passwords.
Which is why SkryXX isn't designed to replace a company's primary HR database or Active Directory. It relies heavily on single sign-on or SSO and deep API integrations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you aren't creating new passwords or manually typing in new hires. It connects directly with your existing identity providers.
The technical foundation actually supports that system-to-system communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw in our sources that they use a modern containerized architecture with PostgreSQL-backed data.
Yes, they do.
And just to translate that out of developer speak for a second, containerized architecture basically means the software is built like standardized shipping containers, right?
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
It's highly modular and can securely plug into whatever infrastructure an enterprise is already running.
And the PostgreSQL part is a highly reliable relational database, which is vital here. It enforces strict rules about how data connects.
Why is that so important for this specifically?
Because it's perfect for complex audit trails where a user, a role, an SOP, and a timestamp all have to be perfectly, undeniably linked. Because of this architecture, SkryZoll RXX pulls seamlessly from your HR systems, payroll, existing workforce management, and Rota systems.
So when someone is, you know, tragically fired or leaves the company, HR updates the central payroll system, and their access to SkryXX is instantly revoked.
Instantly.
And their historical data is instantly archived. IT doesn't have to lift a finger.
Exactly. And the flow of data is bidirectional, too. SkryNX can actually push its capability data out to your business intelligence and reporting tools. It's really about centralizing identity management and letting the systems talk to each other securely.
And a quick note here for those listening who deal with procurement. Well, you can go to the SkryXX website and read their standard public privacy policy. You know, that's just for basic web traffic.
Right, that's not the enterprise agreement.
Exactly. The actual rigorous data processing, hosting, retention, and security agreements are locked in during the enterprise procurement process, and they're tailored specifically to your organization's regulatory obligations.
That flexibility is absolutely essential for multinational corporations. And that scale actually brings us to another critical enterprise foundation, which is multi-tenant scale and white labeling.
This is huge for adoption, I think. Because if SkryNX is integrating so deeply into an organization's daily operations, if it's the underlying plumbing dictating who can work what shift, the frontline workers actually have to use it.
They do, and they have to want to use it.
Right. And if they log in and it looks like, you know, clunky, generic 90s compliant software, they will hate it.
Oh, they'll despise it. If a platform feels disconnected from the company culture, adoption just plummets. So ScreeX supports large-scale operations across multiple regions and complex job structures, allowing for bulk operations like assigning training to 1,000 people at once.
Wow, okay.
But it also supports tenant-specific data and branding.
Let's use an analogy here. I picture this multi-tenant scale like a massive high-rise apartment building.
Okay, I like that.
The enterprise, the parent company, controls the concrete foundation, the plumbing, and the security at the front door. But each individual tenant, meaning like a regional site, a specific brand, or a department, they get to paint their own walls and furnish the apartment how they want.
That captures it perfectly. At the enterprise level, you have standardized, rigorous reporting and security, but for the frontline user, the experience feels localized and completely familiar.
What does that white labeling actually look like on the screen, though?
It involves custom accent colors, custom login visuals, and branded certificates. It even includes the option for a customer-specific visual identity or like a custom mascot.
That's good, really.
Yeah. And ScriptSense offers three different learner experiences: gamified, balanced, and corporate, entirely depending on the culture of your workforce. It's centralized governance with localized empathy.
Okay, let's kind of zoom out here and bring all these pieces together. We've explored the flight data recorder audit trail, the archive not delete mechanism, the tribunal evidence engine.
We've covered the RBAC security, SSO integrations, and the localized white labeling too.
Right. So if you take all of this,
Yeah.
how do we actually define what ScrewStex is? Because we clearly aren't just talking about an LMS where you click through a video,
No, definitely not.
and we aren't talking about a basic scheduling tool either.
ScriptSix is an enterprise workforce capability platform. It is built specifically to replace the fragmented mess that most large organizations currently live with.
The spreadsheets and clipboards.
Exactly. The standalone LMS systems that track course completion but don't talk to operations, the disconnected compliance tools, the rota systems that schedule people based merely on who is available rather than who is actually capable.
So, if you had to distill the gap between the old way of doing things and the ScriptX way into just a few foundational pillars, what are those category differentiators?
Well, first and foremost, it provides one live operational capability record. It connects the active learning directly to deployment decisions.
Which is huge.
It is. Second, readiness is calculated from actual multifaceted evidence. It links a practical observation, an SOP sign-off, and a past assessment to determine readiness, not just a check mark that says a PDF was open.
Right, actual proof.
Third, it features Shift Studio for capability-aware allocation. Managers aren't just scheduling warm bodies, they are scheduling proven, ready individuals.
And we can't forget the governed AI question generation we discussed in previous episodes, too.
Oh, right, the AI features.
Yeah, for enterprise buyers, this includes contractual fare usage and optional bring your own key or BYO encryption.
Which is a major security feature.
It really is. Let's demystify BYOK for a second, just for our listeners. It essentially means the enterprise holds the master lock to their data. Even if the vendor servers were somehow subpoenaed or breached, the data is entirely useless without the enterprise's specific key.
Because you hold the key, literally.
Exactly. It keeps the AI and the data entirely within your controlled environment.
And that level of security pairs perfectly with the final differentiators. The revision control to SOP impact analysis. So when the rules change, the system knows exactly who needs targeted retraining and the point-in-time tribunal evidence engine we discussed today.
It's a complete ecosystem.
It really is. Ultimately, SigrXX moves an organization from simply having passive training records to having true operational intelligence. It allows managers to act on capability risk long before it turns into shift disruption.
If you're managing operations, HR, or legal risk, you know the absolute pain of fragmentation. Hoping someone is ready to operate heavy machinery or handle sensitive patient data is just not a strategy.
It's a liability.
Exactly. Proving they are ready is the only way forward.
And when a system tracks every piece of evidence, every practical sign-off, and every skill gap so perfectly, it actually does more than just protect the company in a tribunal.
That actually leads me to a final, slightly provocative thought I want to leave you with today.
Okay, let's hear it.
In the research materials surrounding workforce capability, there is a fascinating look at independent data from places like Gallup, McKinsey, and LinkedIn. And the numbers are staggering.
What did they find?
Well, LinkedIn research shows employees stay 41% longer at organizations with high internal hiring and clear progression. Gallup found that highly engaged units have up to 43% lower turnover.
Wow.
And McKinsey noted a frontline program that combined opportunity and training improved retention by 25 percentage points.
A 20% reduction in turnover is completely viable when an organization actually models those drivers correctly and, you know, gives employees visibility into their own skills.
Exactly. So here's the provocative thought for you to take away. What if governance and compliance, auditability, these things that we usually view as boring, defensive back office necessities, what if they are actually the secret engines for employee retention?
Oh, I see where you're going. You're suggesting that by rigorously tracking compliance, you inadvertently create a perfect map for employee growth.
Think about it. When the system tracks your capabilities flawlessly, it gives the frontline employee a completely transparent, undeniable roadmap for their own career progression.
That's a really interesting perspective.
Right. They can see exactly what they've proven, exactly what evidence they've submitted, and exactly what they need to do to get to the next pay grade or the next role. And because the proof is undeniable, the company cannot ignore their progression.
You're really turning a risk mitigation tool into an empowerment tool. The same evidence engine that protects the company in a legal dispute is the exact engine that guarantees an employee gets recognized for their hard work.
When your workforce knows the foundation of their career is solid,
yeah,
and they can see their exact path forward, that is what gives everyone the confidence to keep building.
That's a great note to end on.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into ScreeXX. Keep building, keep proving, and we'll catch you next time.